This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
G'day and welcome to QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. Two best mates in New Zealand got married last week as part of a radio station competition where the prize was tickets to the Rugby World Cup. 200 pairs of besties applied for the Love You Man competition, and Travis McIntosh and Matt McCormick, both straight, were married in Auckland live on radio station The Edge on Friday. But gay groups on both sides of the ditch were not loving it, saying it made a joke of gay relationships. This is Sydney MP Alex Green.
All sides of the marriage equality debate would be upset with this. It essentially makes a mockery of marriage. Marriage is a really important institution about love and commitment, and it's sad to see that there are people who are making a joke out of that.
Others, meanwhile, have dismissed the controversy. Rodney Croom from Australian Marriage Equality said straight people had used marriage to win competitions for years, including shows like The Bachelor.
Facebook is under attack from drag queens for banning users who don't use their real names. The social networking site recently locked the accounts of several drag artists for using their stage name as profile names. Seattle drag artist Olivia LaGrace has started a petition against the policy, saying that while drag names might not be legal names, they still make up an integral part of a performer's identity.
The drug ICE is being traded freely on hookup app Grindr, and it's said to be everywhere in the gay community, as a study finds over 10% of gay men in Melbourne are users. Health professionals fear methamphetamine use may be contributing to the 20-year high in HIV diagnoses, as the effects of the drugs promote risk-taking.
A new Australian research program is seeking to understand the level of stalking and harassment within the GLBTI community. With more on this, here's QNN reporter Alastair Kingston.
Anecdotal reports suggest LGBT people suffer higher than average levels of stalking and harassment. A study of stalking within the gay and lesbian community is currently being undertaken by Curtin University in Western Australia. Researchers are seeking to interview community members as well as heterosexuals to help increase understanding of how harassment is viewed and experienced. For QNN, this is Alastair Kingston.
QNN rapid fire now, and an American Fox News anchor has warned of men marrying dogs if marriage equality is legalised.
New South Wales Labor MP Penny Sharp is riding with the dykes on bikes at Parramatta Pride Picnic.
Ice cream producer Ben and Jerry's just became a little bit more guilt-free after they joined more than 30 companies who've backed marriage equality in a US Supreme Court petition.
And gossip websites were thrown into overdrive late last week as rumours surfaced that singer Ricky Martin and Olympic swimmer Ian Thorpe were dating after celebrity commentator Peter Ford tweeted about the possibility of a magazine deal. But Thorpe's manager has since quashed the claims.
Meanwhile though, Ian Thorpe's coming out interviews with Michael Parkinson has been nominated at the Gay and Lesbian Honour Awards. With more on that and the rest of QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Despite the interview dividing opinion in the community, gay and lesbian rights lobby convener Justin Coonan says Ian's story deserves positive recognition and shows how far the queer movement has come. And the AFL is reassessing a sponsorship deal with Royal Brunei Airlines in Europe after discovering a global campaign to boycott the anti-gay nation in Asia. Activists have targeted several businesses owned by the Sultan of Brunei, Hassan al-Bolkiah, because the country plans to impose the death penalty for gay sex. The airline has been the official transport for AFL Europe, but World Vision CEO Tim Costello says the league should stand by its diversity policies.
I know the AFL doesn't agree with laws that might stone women for adultery or criminalise gay people.
Thanks, Tanya. Tanya Lewis there with QNN Sport. And before we go, Disney star Nick Jonas has been snapped stripping and showing off an impressive six-pack at a popular New York gay club whilst promoting his latest single last week. Nick, who's the youngest of the Jonas brothers, isn't believed to be gay himself. However, he later tweeted that he loves his gay fans.
And that's it for QNN for another week. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. We'll have more for you next week.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, @QNN Australia.
@QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.